Because now next year, maybe just
not as his hands.
Then again, and then you're after.
Did you turn on the tape?
Representative,
you probably heard me. I don't know. Do we want to? Are they still in 107? The groups?
It appeared to me that they have all left.
They've all left. Okay. Well, just for our purposes and for those who are left, then the firm that has been chosen is Deloitte. So I'm sure that we'll have great relationship working with them in the future. And is there any interest in anyone on the commission in having the commission meet further this fall? Maybe even after the election, we could look at November meeting.
I wouldn't mind having us having some discussion about investment policy. I mean, I know we don't do it directly, but there's kind of a lot of discussion like this, and a lot of places moving, a lot of places are moving, for example, to like anti-coal investment policy issues and so forth. And I don't necessarily want us to do
bring
that.
Bring in Mansfield.
I'd like us to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I think it would be a good
Does the Board of Investment have any guidelines now in terms of their investment policy?
The only thing we've ever done was South Africa, really. Oh, didn't we do
it? We did South Africa. We did genocide, complicit with genocide.
Barb. What's her name? Barb.
Did Iran.
That was Howard's wife.
Yeah, we've done three things.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if we ever did Northern Ireland, though.
So Northern Ireland.
Sudan.
You
did Northern Ireland.
We did Sudan, right.
Yeah. Madam Chair.
Representative Nelson.
Would it be helpful if we did meet after the election? I know that may change the makeup of the board also going in next year, but...
Well, it wouldn't change until January.
I know it wouldn't change until January, but I mean just to get up any issues that might be come up that we need to look at before January and hopefully put some pressure on the speaker to and the majority leader to appoint early so that we can get going so that we get our... We get the pension bill up there before the end of session, so we got the time to.
It's obviously it can't be done right away, but would be kind of nice if pensions operated the way LCCMR does, that it's all done before the session, and then you can make changes as you go along. But this looking for meeting times during the session is just
hard.
Yeah. Well, and I did notice, and I tried to follow what Senator Betzelt had done, where he had quite a bit of meetings ahead of time, and I think that Representative Murphy also did too, to kind of really go over a lot of those issues, especially during the first year, harder during the second year because people are campaigning. Representative O'Driscoll.
Well, Madam Chair, what is still left on our agenda? I mean, we did an awful lot last year with some of the pension reviews and mergers and some of those kinds of things, which were, I'll call them controversial for the lack of a better comprehensive term. But I think we did an awful lot of changes and things. And I can tell you that from our caucus's side, Representative Benson is not coming back because he's chosen not to run for re-election. I think that there have been some individuals who have expressed an interest in our caucus to be a part of this. And so it might be a nice idea, November, December time frame, to have something to kind of size up and find out if we can't put a bug in someone's ear after the election, knowing what leadership might look like in the House, to get those people to at least get around the table and have an informal discussion. Because
some orientation.
This is not a commission or a committee that you can, without having some background or be with it for a while, just pick it up and look at the legislation that comes on the table. Because there's a lot of tentacles that go out into these things because of the nature of this.
Well, we haven't reviewed our pension principles for a while, not during my 2 years.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, too.
So there's that.
And we violated.
I don't know. I think that the pension funds usually always have some kind of cleanup legislation that they bring to us.
What's the process for hiring replacements for?
There's succession. Right.
You don't do it often enough to have a process.
Maybe. Yeah, I know. That's true.
Okay.
Well,
and
Larry could just kind of share with us what their plans are.
Yeah.
But
Madam,
well, the gift. give us their private email.
And in particular, is looking very well rested.
Emergency email.
I think it's not fair. You're supposed to groom someone for your job when you leave, like legislators, you know. If you're going to quit, you should kind of be talking about somebody and helping them.
But, Madam Chair, I think we should leave it open. I think, like, yeah, I said, if issues do come up, we may, yeah, need to meet. And, again, yeah, make efforts to have the Speaker and the Majority Leader make sure they have their people appointed earlier than later so that we can start meeting and deal with the issues as they come forward. Because I've seen that here, that when we haven't had that and we've had to pass things quickly or miss deadline because of it. And I guess when I was on the Workers' Comp Advisory Board, we kept trying to tell people, you want to have that legislation done, because right, they meet all year, done, and they wouldn't always wait till February to come, and then we're rushing, yeah, to get it passed. So, okay, I think we should leave it open to possibly have a meeting after election.
Didn't we change the law so that people stay until their successors are appointed? We talked. Yes, yes, we did. If they're still in the legislature, obviously.
Oh, you mean the pension system can continue?
The law used to be that it stopped.
So, oh, that's good to know. I didn't remember that. That's really good to know.
Just that still leaves a vacancy for someone like Representative Benson. Yeah. And
I mean, it will be a whole new appointment.
I don't
process.
Think the next commission is going to feel honor-bound if you folks voted, yeah, if a number of you were not going to be
coming back
or might not come back, that the, yeah, the next commission is going to feel honor-bound to do what you suggested.
So did you hear something when you went through Two Harbors?
No. But the fact that your term might continue until the end of January, yeah, may not mean that to somebody who takes your spot, if that's what happens, on February 1st, would necessarily pay any attention. So as nice as that is on, yeah, paper,
oh,
I don't,
I
think,
see,
as a practical, okay, matter, having that continuation makes a lot of difference.
I see what you're saying.
Having a firm deadline for the leadership to appoint, yes, I think, makes more difference.
Yes.
And that worked very nicely this past 2 years. You,
okay,
you were appointed, this commission was appointed very early as compared to a progressively later and later and later over time.
Just to get back to the staffing issue, it's my understanding that Ed is planning on leaving us first and that Larry,
yes,
would hire his replacement.
Historically, the way the commission has operated, either the full commission hires or that's when I first was with you. I was hired by the full commission as a deputy. When I came back after Pennsylvania, I was hired by the executive committee. And so I would, yeah, either way makes no difference to me.
But I was hired by the executive committee.
You were hired by the executive committee.
Yes, not by
the LCC does the hiring.
Actual,
well, we're under the auspices of the LCC, yeah, but you folks actually hire.
We do the interviewing and recommend.
For
both you?
That's the way we have.
I thought it would be for your replacement, but also for Ed's replacement?
We didn't. For Ed, yes.
Mm. Well, we don't have to do it that way.
When are the dates?
October, November at the latest.
Yeah, Ed will not be with us. Yes, Ed will not be with us.
It's getting later and later.
15 session.
Yep.
So it'd be good to get someone in before the 15th session.
I will be retiring no later than March of 16.
Oh, that's a long
time. That's in writing.
It's a long time.
In a memo. I saw that in a
memo. Representative O'Driscoll.
Madam Chair, one of the things I think we also need to look at is we do have some of our executive directors from the pension funds that have announced that they're leaving as well, and so maybe what we do want to do is do a little bit of checking in with those different pensions to find out if there's some things that they know from housekeeping that needs to be done and some administrative things, so we can have maybe, and I'm not suggesting that we have to, but maybe have a pensions one and a pensions two bill next year that would take care of a lot of the housekeeping and things to help get those out of the way, so that they're taken care of, and then when we start digging into some of the more heavy-laden subject matter stuff, we can put that in a second pension bill or prioritize the second term or the second year lived biennium where it's a little bit lighter and try to get some of those things, get people in and get going. Maybe it's an idea to put a roadmap together for the next 2 years or at least get started on a flight plan.
Sounds good.
Something that the House might want to think. The House has a different interpretation of the joint rules when it comes to the deadline for the pension commission than the Senate. The joint rules provide that the second deadline applies to the pension bill, but that's not the way the House, at least not House Research, has interpreted it.
They
that's
interpret which deadline, the third deadline?
They basically are holding us to the first deadline in the House, and that's why Representative Murphy has had to go to, has gone to rules a couple of times in recent years.
Oh, yeah, that should be the same. That should be joint rules, shouldn't it? Rather than two separate.
And I've raised it. I don't understand why there's a difference in the interpretations, but that apparently is their interpretation without explaining it to me.
Hmm. Are you on the Rules Committee, too?
Do you want to be?
That's a good reminder.
Not one that I signed up for. But it hasn't been a problem going to rules.
So we'll look at something in November after the election.
Okay.
And to kind of get us a head start on the
before Thanksgiving
2015 session.
Yeah, before Thanksgiving.
Wait, I'm going to be...
Or after.
It has a narrow window. After.
I'm going to be in Morocco, too, part of November. So I have the day after the election.
Or we could do the 1st of December. We'll know more by then.
That's the day we pick up signs.
Do you think we're going to need to...
once
Deloitte, the contract is done and everything, do you think we're going to need to bring them back in and talk about plan for the process? Deloitte, right.
Well, I think it would be good if some of you would want to be involved in that kind of a conversation. I don't know if you need a full commission meeting, but...
Yeah. Well, so we get a good idea of the plan they're laying out for us.
The subcommittee is already formed.
It's Mary and I.
It's you, Rosalie. And
Mary.
Oh,
but Mike did an excellent job.
Rosen was on the audit.
The subcommittee is formed, and the subcommittee could draw that together.
Right.
That's where you have three officers elected. They form the executive committee.
Well, I think we could include the subcommittee. That would be a good idea with the executive committee to look at the contract. Because not everyone will be available, but that would include, that would be you and Senator Rosen and you and Mary and I. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much. Meeting's adjourned.